I think Rick and I made Cairo Santos a mess. We took at least some of our children to an autograph session in the western suburbs of Chicago. We met him. He signed. There was probably 100 groups of people, many of which were very creepy. And Santos was on the injury report on Wednesday with an elbow. My son was super excited to meet Santos, baby. I was super excited to put a picture of our logo, Zero Doinks, in front of Cairo Santos to have him write a message to my daughter, who sang Santos, baby. Me trying to explain to Cairo Santos the message that he needed to write to my daughter and reference Santos Baby in that message, that's a song, while he's staring at two conjoined twins, so to speak, in front of him that says Zero Doinks, like the confusion murdered me. I was just trying not to get kicked out in front of my son. It was so weird. I think I made him feel more weird than the autograph hounds that were 63 years old. Doink. Erase memories of the doink. Erase the That was a Thanksgiving game to remember. Bears, Lions? Wow! Whoa! NFL at its finest. The Bears have a one-game winning streak as they host the Arizona Cardinals. We will talk all about that game, plus a lot more weirdness, of course. It was a big Big Ten week for the Gophers and the Illini. We will talk all about that. Shout out Hugh Robertson. Plus much, much more on a very special, very weird Zero Doinks episode. Thanks for listening. We love you.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero Doinks. Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Huzzah, Doinks! It is no longer Thanksgiving. It's nearly Christmas. Dan, you look amazing. The Bears played what feels like a million years ago. We last met what feels like a million years ago. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Happy post-Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your kin. Is that how it goes?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm good, buddy. My dog's barking right now because he's an asshole, so I apologize if you could hear that. I'm good. Bears played, like 6 months ago, it feels like, at this point. But we got a win. We're on the board. We're back. Mm-hmm. We're in the hunt, according to every graphic that is shown about for the playoff standings in the NFL. Knock it off, everybody.
Knock it off. Relax. Take a cold shower. Don't invite Dan into that shower because he's going to bring a ghost. call back. Let's get into it, buddy. There's no Justin Fields' gold this week because he didn't play his poor ribs. Hopefully he's okay, buddy. I love you, Dan, and I love our listeners.
I love everybody. I love everything. Thanks for not shoosting me.
No, I survived. I don't shoost. Zerdarks.
All you see is just orange.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Boing, 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 boing.
And we are back again. It's a new segment. There's Justin Fields is gold this week. As mentioned previously, you just heard me say his ribs are bruised, possibly broken. Lots of confusion there. Maybe he'll play this week. Maybe he won't. We'll get into that. But Dan, after we recorded last Monday night, things got super weird at Hallis Hall. And it almost felt like Nagy was going to get fired, right, buddy?
It did, but none of it made sense. The first report came out from, what's his name? Kochler? What the fuck was his name? My way off? Kohler? It's been so long now, I don't even remember. A guy who doesn't even cover sports. He works for thepatch.com, I think. He was saying, I have sources that are saying Nagy's getting fired on Friday. Where was that coming from? I didn't really believe it, but it's the Bears, so anything's possible. But we know they have a track record of not firing coaches midseason, so that would have been surprising for it to leak out before the game even was played. I didn't really believe it, because if you're planning on firing me, just do it. That didn't make sense. But I went in circles like I just did just now. It's the mm-hmm. Bears. Nothing mm-hmm. makes sense. He's still here, though. He's still here. Where do you think that came from?
You know, that's a good question. Yeah, because that weirdo wouldn't have just created it out of thin air.
Right.
So somebody told him probably, it was probably a McCaskey of some sort. That's kind of removed from the situation, but
yeah.
It's like, ooh, I thought I heard George talking to Virginia. I was listening in, and I think this is what I heard. Publish it. Book it. Print it. It's fit for print. Bad job by that reporter, though,
right.
I think, is kind of the point. Like, that was a big debate on sports radio. Like, you should really get more than one source if you're going to push something like that out, right?
That was exactly what I thought, is nobody else was talking about it outside of Chicago. I mean, if like Rappaport or Schefter or those guys were all over it, then I was buying it. But this guy has literally no skin in the game. Like, he's just like, he was on Kaplan, I think, and he basically was like, I don't cover sports. Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
This just sort of fell into my lap, and it is what it, you know. But he was very confident. And so But, you know, we're grasping at straws, I guess. I like that it came full circle, that people were speculating that Matt Nagy was the one who threw that out there just to throw people off the scent, which, I mean, come on, he's not that smart. I mean, what would be the benefit of that? Just to embarrass himself a little bit more? I think it's possible. You may have hit it right on the head. It's may have possible there were discussions like, hey, if we lose this weekend, I think we need to fire him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like sort of off the cuff, not for sure we're firing him. And then it got twisted. But there are leaks all over Hallis Hall. That's a problem. And the Bears just sort of not addressing it for a day or two.
Yeah.
That just, you know, that's the thing with the McCaskies and the Bears. They're just sort of in their own silo. They don't hear anything. And just to pretend like the media and what fans say and do doesn't matter is a part of the problem. Like, they should have just gotten out in front of it and be like, that's not true. Just put a release out and just be like, yeah, that's not true. Like, just stop it.
Yeah, they made Matt Nagy a very sympathetic figure last week, because he's taken shrapnel. It's not his fault, obviously. And yeah, a simple press release within an hour of that report would
right.
have taken care of that. And you say, no, it's just a false report, you know, no big
right.
deal. I think you're right. I think maybe they would have fired him if they lost on Thursday. Like, that would have made sense, right? It's
right.
Like, okay, this is obviously at rock bottom. What's the point in retaining him? And you could still make that argument. What's the point
right.
in retaining him the rest of the year? But ooh, we don't do it. We don't fire people in the middle of the year. I don't understand that precedent either. That's dumb. But yeah, not cool to have Nagy answer on behalf of his bosses. That's
right.
That's lame. Totally lame. And you could tell he was kind of pissy about it, and understandably so. Like, I guess he almost said, I really need to have a meeting with these idiots, basically to clear the air, right?
So, yeah, right.
Even though he said, we have weekly meetings, we always have weekly meetings, but he hadn't had a meeting yet this week for some reason. Confusion, lots of contradictions. Like you said, you can go around in circles all day, but he's still here. Bears fans, rejoice.
Yeah. Is the season. Nagy's the reason for the season. I think it was in the Bible.
Yes.
And that kind of leads to the second thing that happened last week of the report. Did it come from Hub Arkish?
Was he the
first one to say it? Which is
yes.
Weird. I mean, at least he's a real football guy, that George is the one who demanded that JF1 start the Raiders week, right? I don't know. They're all blended together. It seems like somebody in Hallis Hall is trying to stir the pot big time. Right?
I mean, yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I love it. And Hub Arkish, I mean, Hub's he's a Matt Nagy guy, right? He's been defending, like, he loves Andy Dalton. He does not want JF1 to play.
Mm-hmm.
Was that something that came from Nagy to sort of get the blame off of him just a little bit, that like, hey, this isn't on me. This season's gone south because I was forced to play a quarterback I didn't want. I, that was my first thought. That's like, that's something that could have gone, that could have come from Nagy, because Hub is like, has been beating the drum of Andy Dalton needs to be the starter this year.
It's an interesting take. It's a hot take from Dan Doinks. Whenever Hub has something that has anything to do with the McCaskies, I always get skeptical because he was fired by the McCaskies as the Bears color guy. So I think you have to look through it through that lens. Hub loves to hold a grudge, so I wouldn't be. and that's not even. I love Hub Arkish. He's fantastic. I love how sour he gets, and I love when he loves to zag when others zig. So it's something we kind of joked about when it happened. Like, it feels like somebody had to have come from on high. Yeah, and ooh, another right. biblical reference was so Jesus-y today, and said, Nagy, dummy, you need to start JF1. So it's actually not out of the realm of possibilities that George said it to Pace, who said it to Nagy.
Right.
Like, that is believable, but I don't know. The whole thing's a mess. It's so embarrassing, and I love every minute of it.
It is great. It is. I'm with you. I think that definitely happened. I mean, he flipped a switch overnight of like, oh, yeah, I'm starting Justin Fields from here on out. So it clearly came from somebody. But why last week did that come out? Like, why was that like now a published report that George was the one who insisted on it? It just is. Last week was an absolute shit show, and it was great. And the Bears are so, it's just such a joke. They're so inadequate to handle like any of the media shit show that comes at them, that they're just like, all right, mother, let's lock ourselves in the bathroom. Mother Virginia, lock ourselves in the bathroom. The bad people are outside talking. Wait for them to go away. Grow up, Bears. Grow up.
Grow up. And I do think they hear it also. Like, they have rabbit ears. So I'll be very curious. And it's fun, like, just the way the whole thing went, where George eventually did have to get in front of the team, right? According to Dan Pompey on Wednesday, right? George addressed not the JF1 rumors, but the Matt Nagy will be fired rumors. Like, that's such a funny image to me, George McCaskey having to go in front of the team. Like, that must have been, like, Nagy's demand, basically. Like, I'm going to shame you because of this report that you didn't help me out, at least help me out in front of the locker room. Like, I love that image.
Wait, so you're saying that Nagy demanded that George McCaskey go
yes.
to the locker room? Well,
yes.
We have bigger problems if fucking Matt Nagy is telling the owner of the team to get in front of the players
to
fall on his sword. I mean, if
that's how flaccid I see
George. I hope
George
that's true.
Being. Yeah.
Hub, get on that. Put that report out along with Dan Pompey.
Yes.
And then we need Roger Goodell to step in and say, we are forcing you to sell the team because you're a pussy.
I love it.
God, I hate this team.
I know. It's so great. But then they went out on Thursday, and man, did they look amazing, didn't they, Dan? I watched the whole game, each minute of the game, even though last week I said I would not watch a minute of it. My travel plans got changed a little bit, so I was able to be in front of a TV with a couple of Ravens fans and a couple of Packers fans, and we enjoyed Bears-Lions. What a shit show that game was. Oh, it was so gross.
So gross. Those are two very bad teams. And I, you know, you like the Bears to win, but anyone who's like, you know, pumping themselves up that that was a fucking awesome win, oh, what is wrong with you? That we beat a winless team on a last second field goal. Just disgusting. Yes. And the Lions, my favorite part of the game was the Lions calling back to back timeouts at the end of the game, which I didn't realize that was a penalty. I didn't know that was a thing. Did you know that ahead of time?
Only because in the back of my mind during like a Monday night game, I don't know if it had happened or the refs let a timeout go because of the penalty. Like somebody made me aware of it. Okay. Otherwise, no, I would have had no idea.
It's just, I mean, the Lions are, they are a bad team, but at least, like, I think I said this last time, at least they know who they are. They know they're a bad team.
Yeah.
They know they're just tanking to get a number one pick. They suck. They are so bad, and we almost lost to them. We almost lost to them. And, I don't know. You said you watched every minute of the game. I'll be honest, Bill. I was drinking a little early. I fell asleep for about 20 minutes in the third quarter. So, and I woke up, thought, I don't feel bad. It looks like I missed absolutely nothing. So,
yes.
They really could have started that game at like 8 a.m. Like just get it over with.
That was one of the best ideas you ever had last week when you said it should be like an EPL game.
Yeah.
Put it on at 6 in the morning, 8 in the morning, whatever, and get it done with. I feel so bad for anybody that doesn't have the context we do as Bears fans and watch that thinking like, this is, I got some NFL football. Imagine if that was the first game you ever watched as a fan. Like, I gotta jump into this American football thing. Oh, Bears, Lions, classic division rivalry. Oh, boy.
Dog shit. Total dog shit. Well, I mean, do we even need to really talk about the game itself? I guess the biggest thing coming out of it for me is Roquan getting hurt. That's very concerning. I mean, if he's going to miss some time, I mean, especially with the Cardinals coming up, oh, buddy, we are in trouble. We are in trouble.
Yeah, that would not be great. No, I don't. I mean, Komet and Mooney look good. Andy Dalton had a 300-plus yard game. Congratulations. Only the second one in 2 years. the last one was Nick Foles. That graphic was so embarrassing. I can't believe it. I also can't believe we had like an 8-minute drive to close out the game.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard to believe, right?
That's hard to believe. Yeah, that's really hard to believe. Yeah, Khalil Herbert not getting many carries. I don't know. I'm more just looking for negatives. I mean, Andy Dalton was fine. Like,
he's fine.
He's a nice guy. He's great head of hair. He got like a silver football as a trophy. I don't know. He seemed very happy about that. I'm happy for he and his family. Monty, Khalil Herbert, pretty.
Didn't really use
much. Yeah, they didn't really use them. It's.
Who cares,
I don't know.
Right?
What do we do?
I don't know.
I don't know what we do. Yeah, the golden cock. Do we have to do it?
I think we do. I don't remember the votes, Dan. You're gonna pick a guy. Who gets it? Cornishen, Player of the Week. Presented by Zero Dogs Fans and Nags.
Can I give it to Dan Campbell for the back-to-back? Dan Campbell, let's give it to him because he's a terrible coach, coaching a terrible team with no talent. So, yeah, Dan Campbell, he helped us win that game.
Oh, Dan, thank you so much. This is the first ever Cornish Hen Player of the Week given to an opponent's coach. I will be honest, I am not going to go over to Dan Campbell's house because he will shoost me right in the penis. Thank you for not killing me this Thanksgiving. Thank you. I want to survive. Don't shoost.
That was great. Congratulations, Dan Campbell, for winning a trophy that's given out to Bears players every week. So,
perfect.
Was that... Are you upset about that? Dan Campbell
no.
getting it?
Okay. I'm excited. Right. Thank you for thanks for thinking on your feet, buddy. Maybe the best podcaster in the Midwest, Dan Doinks, ladies and gentlemen. You get my Cornish cock.
Oh, gross. Don't say that again. Yeah, are we done with the Lions? We're done with the Lions
yes.
at this point,
Let's move
right?
on. Let's move on. We got a big game this Sunday at home against the what would be the number one seed in the NFC today. They're not in the hunt. They're on top of the hunt. That doesn't make any sense. It's the Arizona Cardinals. They're coming to Soldier Field. They just had a bye week. Dan, are you going to walk us through the streets of Glendale, Arizona?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I am, Bill. I am going to do that. If I don't, have we mentioned this? We're recording this on Monday morning. I feel like there's a lot of Bears stuff that's probably going to happen immediately after we stop recording.
Guaranteed.
So just so we level set here, Monday morning we're recording this. We may or may not be drunk. I don't know. Who's to say? All right, let's do a Cardinals preview. Bears are 57-28-6 all-time against the Cardinals. That is a good record. We own them. We have forever. They, the Arizona Cardinals, they were the Chicago Cardinals from 1922 to 1959. Very weird. Long time with two teams in this city. They've been in Arizona since 1988. The first 6 years they were in Arizona, they were known as the Phoenix Cardinals. I don't think I knew that. Do you remember that?
Vaguely remember that, but yeah, I remember stupid things.
And they also didn't play in Phoenix when they moved there. They played in Tempe, technically.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Isn't Tempe
right.
its own
yeah.
city? So what are you doing? What are you doing, Cardinals?
So confusing.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Cardinals. All right. The last time these teams played, September 23rd, 2018, in Arizona, in Phoenix, in Glendale, in Tempe, who's to say? Bears win that game 16-14. Cody Parkey with a 49-yard field goal with 4:31 left to give us the lead over the winless Cardinals team. Bears forced four turnovers. This was a dog shit game. I do remember this. Sam Bradford put the Cardinals up 14-0 in the first half, but was replaced in the second half by Josh Rosen after a fumble, like deep in their own territory. There was a quote I saw from Bradford, who's basically like, yeah, just go out and win the game. Like, it seemed like he had just checked out completely. Like, he wanted to come out of that game. So, bad all around. Mitch, 220 yards in the air, one interception. Jordan Howard, 61 yards rushing, one touchdown. Trey Burton led the Bears with 55 yards receiving. And one final note, Prince Amukamara left in the third quarter with a hamstring injury.
He actually left. He didn't just milk
he
it
left.
And get back. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Shock.
Yeah. Do you remember? That was a bad game.
I don't remember that game at all.
It was definitely, we were a much better team, and we just played real flat. We did have four turnovers, and the offense was horrible. What else is new?
Shocking.
Gross. Yeah. All right. Last game in Chicago. Didn't write down the date, but I do remember it was in 2015. I'm pretty sure that's right. Bears lose 48-23. Carson Palmer with four touchdowns. Three of those were to Larry Fitzgerald. David Johnson returned the opening kickoff 108 yards for a touchdown. He also had a rushing touchdown. Jay Cutler came out, was pulled out of the game with a pulled hammy. So Jimmy Clausen came in, had 121 yards, one interception. Josh Bellamy, you hate him, right?
Oh, he's one of my least favorite Bears of all time. Yeah,
it was his fourth year in the league at this point. He had his first career reception, which was a 48-yard touchdown. That's cool. Josh Bellamy. I don't know. I'm glad you reconfirmed that, because whenever I think of Josh Bellamy, I think, oh, Bill hates that guy.
I hate, and I don't even remember why. I feel like It probably wasn't his fault. He always seemed to be on the field like at a crucial time, and he fucked up. That's, I don't know. I can't back that up, whether it's a penalty or a drop pass or like a special teams screw up. I don't know. Can you back me up on any of this stuff?
No, he's like he's in that role. Like Javon Wims, I feel like, took over that role of like backup, could have potential, but will let you down and do like have a stupid penalty.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's his role.
Mm-hmm.
Who's in that role now? Bird?
Well, on defense, it's like Mario Edwards, right?
Yeah. Oh,
like that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Speaking of defense, Shea McClellan led the Bears with 9 tackles in this game. I don't know why I feel like I want to pin Shea McClellan on Ryan Pace. I know he wasn't around then, but that feels like a Ryan Pace pick, doesn't it? Way too high for like a Boise State guy in the first round. Can we just put Shea McClellan as a bad pick for Ryan Pace? Can we just agree to that?
Yeah, let's put that. I think immediately chosen after Shea, if I remember, was Chandler Jones and then Whitney Mercilus. So great job, Ryan Pace.
Good job, Ryan Pace. You blew it. I'd love for someone to drop into this podcast right at this moment to hear us complaining about Shea McClellan's selection by Ryan Pace, even though he was probably still at Eastern Illinois at that point. All right. Josh Allen did have an interception in this game, so that's neat. The kick returner for the Bears was a guy named Mark Mariani. Do you know this guy? Do you remember him? I have no idea. I have no recollection of this guy. He played 16 games for the Bears that year.
Very white, right?
Oh, very white.
Yeah.
He went to Wyoming. I don't know. I can't remember.
Do you remember? Like, that seems like that Mr. Irrelevant pick, right? And we said like Johnny Parmigiana.
Yeah, exactly. He was apparently returning kicks for us that year. I was curious what he's up to now. He's apparently a real estate agent in Nashville. So I absolutely was on his website this morn, and here's a part of his bio. This is the last part of his bio for Mariani, mediocre kick returner, real estate in Nashville. Look him up. Okay, here it is. A true competitor, Mark is never one to say no to a round of volleyball on the beach. You're in Nashville. What beach? I added that. He also golf, basketball, or the thinking man's game, chess. Ew.
Gross.
Don't like him. Not like him at all. Very upset after reading that.
Does he make mention? Why doesn't he want to throw the pigskin around?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't that be on the if he's bupset spiking on a beach that doesn't exist in Tennessee? What the fuck, man? Come on, Johnny Parmigiana.
I was excited to read that for you.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't like him. I'll just come out and say it.
Same.
Don't like. We're an anti-Mark Mariani podcast. Are you okay with that?
I'm completely okay with it. Just can't wait to absolutely tag him in things.
Do you think we should troll his like real estate postings? Just, I don't know, like, why are these guys in Chicago just shitting on my new listing in downtown Brentford? Brentford? I feel like that's near Nashville. I don't know.
Hey, Mark, why isn't your new condo ADA compliant?
Hey, Mark, challenge me to chess, you pussy. Sorry, that was very loud. I'm sorry.
One star! On? You get one star!
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Should we move on, Bill? Are we okay? All right. All right. Let's go over the coaching staff for the Arizona Cardinals. Head coach Cliff Kingsbury, also a trending topic these days. Yesterday, I guess, with Lincoln Riley moving to USC. That was a surprise. But Adam Schefter was the one who reported that he's Kingsbury is their top candidate, which immediately literally everyone was like, oh, way to go. Way to try to get him a new contract in Arizona, Adam. Way to just be his little puppet. I mean, almost immediately, I loved it.
Yeah, he got absolutely worked. It's so great that he has no credibility. Everybody's on to Adam Schefter's game. Ooh, hey, can I be your puppet? Can I be your puppet? Put your hand up my anus. I'm Adam Schefter. Hey, if you need a realtor in Nashville, call Mark Mariota. That's not his name.
I think even J.J. Watt tweeted out, like, I see what you're doing. I mean, he's on the Cardinals. He's like, oh, I see what you're doing. Way to go. Way to get that new contract, buddy. All right, Cliff. Cliff with a K. How do we feel about that?
Awful. This guy, he's
douche.
A serial killer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think he's a bad coach, but he's having an awesome year this year. So,
yeah.
And Kyler's
good.
I'm
jealous of him.
I am too, I guess. He's a handsome dude. He's rich. Mm-hmm. He lives in a warm climate. Mm-hmm. CB after class. Okay. He's been the head coach since 2019. He was actually drafted by the Patriots in the sixth round in 2003. Mm-hmm. He went on the IR that year with an arm injury, but he did get a Super Bowl ring. That probably shouldn't have happened. He threw two career passes in the NFL with the Jets. 2005, one of those was completed for 17 yards, so that's cool. He was 35-40 as a head coach at Texas Tech, which he turned that firing into a head coaching job in the NFL. Still does not make sense to me.
Yeah, and didn't he take a job as like an offensive coordinator for
USC,
right? Yeah.
Yeah,
weird.
And then immediately punted on that and never coached there. Still don't understand it. I think this season could be a fluke, and once it falls apart, everyone's going to be like, yeah, why did that happen?
Yeah.
Why would he go to Oklahoma? Why would he go to Oklahoma, too? Like, why?
No.
I don't get it.
Why would you go back to college and have to recruit? Why would you do that to yourself? Yeah.
And why would Oklahoma want him? He was bad. He was bad at Texas Tech. I mean, I guess he had a run of... I mean, Patrick Mahomes. Like, Mahomes is his claim to fame, right? Which is impressive.
Yeah.
But I think Baker. Baker was at Texas Tech for sure, but he left there and got good. Mm-hmm. What do you want? I don't know. He stinks. Yeah. All right.
What do you want from us, Cliff? And
what do you
your
want
middle
from
name?
Us, Cliff?
What's Yep.
Oh. Do you think he's secretly a Kubiak as well? That's a Kubiak thing, right?
For sure.
Okay. Clint and Clit and Cunt Kubiak, Kingsbury. Okay. Special teams coach is a guy named Jeff. Prove me otherwise. Special teams coach is Jeff Rogers. He was the Bears special teams coach from 2015 to 2017. That's all I have on his facts. Do you remember him? Jeff Rogers.
Sounds like an idiot.
Okay, fair enough. Defensive coordinator Vance Joseph. He was Broncos head coach from 2018 to, that's not right. I think 2016 to 2018. I have him as a head coach from 2018 to 2018. I don't think that's right. I did this very quickly this morning, Bill, so don't shoot me. One more coach on the staff that maybe we know. Wide receiver coach is Sean Jefferson. He played for four teams from 1991 to 2003. He scored 29 career touchdowns. Not a bad little career there. His son is Van Jefferson, wide receiver for the Rams.
There you go. Van.
That's all I got.
Van seems like a strange player. Like
He should be good. Like, I think he should be good, but he's not.
Right. He's fast.
He'll have like one game where he scores twice, and then he'll have one catch over the next four games.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
If he's not familiar to you, Bears fans, think back to week one and Eddie Jackson running into Tayshaun Gibson.
Yeah, exactly. Good call.
That's Van Jefferson.
That's it. All right, that's it for the coaches. Pretty lame overall. Didn't recognize many of the guys at all. The front office owner is Michael Bidwell. He's a third-generation owner of the team. Sorry, that Hams was from that Hams burp was from last week. He took over the team after his father Bill died in 2019. He's apparently a lawyer. I don't know. He seems very well liked in Arizona. I at least on his Wikipedia page, he's won a bunch of awards for like being a good guy, good CEO guy. Hey, I'm Michael Bidwell. I'm Andy Dalton.
Don't forget about me. Yeah.
Don't forget about me. I'm Andy Dalton. I'm in the corner.
Yeah, I don't. I know the Bidwell family name, and that's it. I know that's Bill. I think Bill used to get shit on a lot for being cheap. That was the perception.
Okay. I don't know. I started to dive into the Bidwell family, and I thought, you know what? I don't really care.
Yeah.
They're going to kick our tits in this week, so I don't need to know anymore. We won't see him again for like 3+ years, so who gives a fuck? Okay. The general manager is a gentleman named Steve Keim. Keim? I think that's right. He's been with the Cardinals since 1999. He started off as a scout. He's been the GM since 2013. On July 4th, 2018, he was cited for extreme DUI. Whoa. After blowing a .19. The Cardinals suspended him for 5 weeks and fined him $200,000.
Wow.
That's a pretty hefty fine. What do you think a GM makes in the NFL?
Like 2.5?
You think so?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea what like any of those guys make. But an extreme DUI.
I've never heard that term.
I haven't either. And it was in Arizona, don't they? I mean,
Tony La Russa?
Yeah, yep. Tony La Russa knows all about I wonder if he's ever had an extreme DUI. Tony, it sounds like a challenge for you, buddy. Get your ass down to Arizona. See what you can do. Yeah, they're supposedly really strict with DUIs, aren't they? It didn't sound like he served any jail time. I don't know.
Why Arizona? I would expect them to not be strict at all. Because, like, what's the worst that can happen? You hit a Gila monster on your way home?
What is that? Should I know what that is?
I don't know if you should know, but they're like lizards that they kind of do push-ups. you should definitely Google it. They're kind of adorable, but I don't know if they like or if they're venomous or not. So maybe they're not as cute as they look.
They're just like meathead lizards just ripping off push-ups. Like
yeah,
in the middle of downtown Chandler, they're just like. Watch me do I could do 100 right now. Watch me. I'm poisonous, but first watch me do these push-ups while you slip into a coma.
Ooh, I just spread lasagna on your corpse. Oh boy, that got dark. It's a Monday morning. It doesn't even make sense.
I am in between work calls right now. This is not right. This is not right at all. All right. Anyway. So that's the Arizona Cardinals, Bill, on a Monday morn.
Oh, Jesus.
Just push up lizards, blow lasagna.
Jesus.
This is ridiculous.
What do we do with our lives? I'm 41 years old. And I'm exhausted.
All right.
Now I want to own a Gila monster.
I just realized I didn't look up to see if there are any Gophers or Illini on the team. Oh. So do you know of any off the top of your head?
Mm-mm, I don't.
Is Max Williams on the Cardinals? Is he?
I'm not sure.
Still
in the league?
In the NFL?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see here. that got real weird. Are people still listening?
Hello. Wink at us if you're out there. That's how we communicate.
Yep, Max Williams. He's on the IR for the Cardinals after blowing out his knee. So there we go. There's a Gopher. Don't they have a kicker who went to Illinois, or was that like a number of years ago?
Oh, that was Neil Rackers, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's been on. Yeah, he works with Mark Mariani. Mm-hmm. He does his open houses.
Yes. Yes, he does. This has been... I don't even know what it was.
I don't know.
Arizona talk, shut it down. I guess.
Yep. Yeah. There we go.
Thanks for listening. Bears Fantasy Corner up next. Sir Dogs.
Sorry, everybody.
Do you have a bear that you fantasize about every Sunday? So do we. It's Bears Fantasy Corner. Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
Zero doinks.
All right, we're back. Can't promise you that we have our composure. Bears Fantasy Corner. A lot of offensive weapons to choose from, but Dan, can you catch us up on where we're at, buddy?
Yeah, absolutely. I can do that. All right, last week was a hot week for both of us. You had Jesper Horsted. Was he even active?
No, I don't. He was inactive.
Okay, inactive. I had Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham had 9 fantasy points, so I got one on you this week. You're up 6-4-1 on me, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Who do you like this week, Bill? You go first since you lost.
So a lot of guys to like in those Bears offensive meeting rooms, right? I mean, you know, a lot of hot stats. But we're playing the Cardinals.
Yes.
That's what's going on. So in order to beat a Cardinal, you need a bird. Demir Bird.
Ooh.
My pick to click.
Good.
Hopefully
good.
He'll be active.
That's great. I love that. I'm going to take a guy. Yes, we are playing the Arizona Cardinals. Thank you for reminding me after I may have forgotten the last segment. Because all I can think about now are meathead, horny lizards. I'm gonna. Well, I'm so ripped. Watch this. Poison. Okay, so I'm gonna take what some would call this team's Mark Marinari. I'm gonna take Jakeem Grant, Senior. I thought about taking Junior, yep. But I don't know who that is. But I'm taking Jakeem Grant, Senior. I know we're not doing special teams points, but he's going to be hot, flying all over the field. Probably will have one rush for 2 yards, and that will be enough because Demir Bird will probably be inactive. So Jakeem Grant Sr. is my pick to click and flick.
That is a great move. Dan Pompey would be very excited. He wondered out loud in his post-game column that takes 30 seconds to write, why the Bears don't use him more in their offense. And his logic was, hey, he's short. Guess who else is short? The wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints who leads them in offense. So therefore, Jakeem Grant should be used more for the Bears. Dan Pompey.
So dumb.
Shut up. Just shut up.
Shut up.
God.
Do you think Dan Pompey goes to the games? He's not like a beat writer, right?
Yeah, no. Maybe the home games. That guy, he probably doesn't know how to drive. So
he prefers not to drive, or he just like he can't figure it out.
Can't figure it out. I only assume that he doesn't have arms just based off of his columns.
You just having Siri dictate all of it for mm-hmm. him. So, yeah, mm-hmm. okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. That adds mm-hmm. up. All right, let's look at the John Lithgow Hollywood star that has fur on it for reasons unknown. Top performers of the week. We have Josh Allen leading the way with 39 fantasy points. Fournette, running back, second, 38 fantasy points. And then a tie for third, Dak and Aaron Rodgers with 33. Gross. Aaron Rodgers, grow up. How's his dumb toe doing?
Yeah, I guess we didn't talk about any other games last segment. Yeah, he's using that as a big excuse, isn't
yeah.
he? Like, we've heard more about this injury than any other ever, I think.
Yeah, he's a Tool. Fuck that guy. Yeah, let's not talk about him anymore. All right.
Okay.
Taysom Hill, Trash Performers of the Week. There were five or six of them. I just have the top three here. First one here is a guy named J.J. Koski, wide receiver for the Rams, had negative 2 points. I don't know who that is, but apparently he fumbled. Kari Blassingame, running back for Tennessee, had negative 1.4 points. He had a fumble as well. Drew Lock, quarterback for the Broncos. He was 4 of 7, had 26 yards, and a very terrible interception. He had just below zero, negative 0.71 in our league. Taysom Hill did not play yet again, so he's already earning that extension that he got last week. So good for him, stealing money.
Stealing money, yet he was in uniform, so he would have played in case of emergency, but he has a foot injury. And Trevor Siemian absolutely blows.
Sucks.
Like, sucks to high heaven. Heaven. Yeah. Another. God.
And you can raise me up. Very nice.
Yes. So, nudes. He has nudes. We said last week. Nudes of everybody that's important in New Orleans.
Yeah. Yep. It makes no sense, but... good for you, New Orleans. Better you than the Bears, so whatever. I kind of wish he was, like, on the Lions. Like, he was just eating up cap space for the Lions would be hilarious and would make sense. But, yeah. All right. That's all I got. Fantasy Corner, Bill. I had fun. Thanks for having me.
It's great having you. John Lithgow, we love you and all of your fuzz.
Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread. Hams and bread.
Zero doinks!
Yes, yes.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Come on. Go!
Zero doinks!
Push the ball. Push the ball.
Hams and bread.
Go!
Shut out!
Yes. Go! Kick it in!
Hams and bread.
Let's go!
Spread, pick three, printing money's pick of the week.
Hams and bread on this very strange episode that we're recording Monday morn in between work calls. I hope I don't slip up on my work calls and talk about lizards just doing push-ups in the middle of Tempe. But let's first kick it to our boy, Richard. Feels man, Ricky, do it.
I've been watching the film at night.
Hi, this is Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Our buddy Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Ricky Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman, my dad.
Hams and spreads, featuring me, Rick Fieldsman.
Do you have a sports handicapper that you fantasize about? This is Hams and Spreads. Oh, doinkers, we are back. Oh my gosh, not the greatest gambling Friday. I set you guys up with three of the hottest picks. I went 1-2. The Hawkeyes somehow came through. UTEP, my absolute lock, just completely crapped the bed in the second half. That's all right. We are back. I think I'm like 11-13 on the season. That's excellent. That is really what you're looking for. I have the hottest picks. Right now I'm sitting outside of El Max waiting to pick up some delicious foods. Oh, I'm going to make this quick because my belly's getting hungry. Once again, Rick Fieldsman coming to you live from the parking lot. Here we go with the hot picks. Oh, Bears stink. Everton stinks. Let's go. Hams and spreads, pick one. Oh my gosh, we're going back with all college football. I got two Friday hot ones for you, one Saturday hotter one for you. We're going Western Kentucky at UTSA. I love these four-letter acronym Texas schools. University of Texas San Antone versus Western Kentucky. This game's being played in Texas, Friday, 6 p.m. UTSA, +1.5 at -110 odds. Love those odds. Love that spread. I'm absolutely riding UTSA. Texas is the reason. Let's go. UTSA, +1.5. Next pick. Hams and Spreads, pick 2. Oh, we got Oregon at Utah, Friday, 7 p.m., the hottest college football games. I think there's only two games Friday, two noteworthy games Friday. I'm hitting you with both, slapping you right across the face with them. Oregon, +2.5 versus Utah. Oregon uniforms, they are getting brighter every month I look at them. They are going to be so neon. Utah is going to be looking at them, blinded by the jersey lights, if you would. Thanks, Bruce Springsteen. Oregon, +2.5. Let's ride it. -105. Ooh, interesting. Love it. Let's go to the last pick. Hams and Spreads, pick 3. Printing Money's pick of the week. Printing Money's pick of the week is brought to you by L Max. Was there a guy in here last week yelling at somebody else to take his fucking mask off? You better believe there was. I kept my distance. L Max. Steak burritos for everyone. All right, we got the last pick here. Utah State at San Diego State, Saturday, 2 p.m. Now, Boise State, I believe, played San Diego State, unless that's incorrect, but I believe they did, and San Diego State won. Somehow they beat Boise. Don't ask me how. San Diego State is so freaking hot right now. They're back at San Diego State, no blue turf. Playing Utah State, you know I'm riding against these Utah teams this week. Anti-Utah, anti-Kentucky. That's what Rick Fieldsman guarantees right there. San Diego State -6 feels like a lot. It's going to be -30 by the end of this game. Three of the hottest picks. We're going to get above 500 after this weekend. I'm going to send it back to the boys. And as always, I have a good one at the window.
And this has been the world's greatest and first segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads with Rick Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman's the smartest person in the whole wide world. Rick Fieldsman can make you a lot of money.
I don't know about those, Dan.
Nope. Didn't like them at all. I hated all of them.
Do we know how we did last week?
Nope.
Think that we do.
No clue.
Congratulations on your 3-0 week, Rick.
Yeah, good job, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
There's probably a line in Bears Cardinals, right?
Yeah, there is. There is. Let's get there. The Bears. Excuse me. The Bears. High quality podcast here. Just clearing my throat directly into the microphone. All right, against the spread, the Bears are 4-7 this year. The Cardinals are near the top. They're 8-3 against the spread. So can't figure them out, huh, Vegas? The over-under, Bears, the over is 3-8 for the Bears, Cardinals 5-6. This Sunday on Fox, Bears at home are getting, which means plus, add those to the Bears total, +7.5, over under is 46. Bill, what do you like?
I'm going to assume JF1 plays, therefore the Bears win outright. Bears money line, because a one game winning streak is not enough. And I like the under. Money line, under, same game parlay, cash it, flick it, lick it, and stick it. Bears are the best.
I think Andy Dalton's going to play. Because Matt Nagy is just going to do it just for, you know, because he can and because he's an asshole. I would not take the Bears. I like the over in the game because I think the Cardinals could score 40 themselves, especially if Roquan's not playing. I like the over. I don't love either way, Bears, Cardinals. Well, I guess I pretty much just told you to take the Cardinals, but don't do it. Take the over. See you at the windows. Is that right? Have a good one at the windows? Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Are you going to the game? We didn't discuss this. You going to go?
Undecided. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. I'm losing motivation to go. It sounds like very douchey, but I think the weather's, I think it's gonna be cold. I don't know. Yeah, I think I might go.
Okay. There's your ringing endorsement for the 2021 Bears right there.
Or maybe I won't go. I'll hit them where it hurts. I'll hit the McCaskies where it hurts. They're not going to get my money. You're not going to get my money, George. Fuck you.
You could do that too. Yeah, it's. I think you are single-handedly keeping that family in the profit
zone. You think so? Yeah, mm-hmm. They just they get their binoculars out and look to see if my fat ass is sitting in those seats. And they're like, oh, thank God. Dan's chubby face is sitting there. And he looks hungry, and he wants to get one of our weird chicken tenders. Hopefully he likes all the barrels we left for him. I'm a lizard! Do you think the Cardinals will travel with their own poisonous push-up lizards? Or, like, do the Bears have to provide them? Do they ship them? Do they come in their luggage? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I think probably their own plane, like a UPS-type plane. Don't they have their own planes? I don't know. I don't know much about mass transit. Yeah, they probably. I bet one of them flies.
Okay.
Also, they probably have their pilot's license.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad we covered that. Bill, what other NFL games do you like this week?
Dan, no clue who's playing who. I know the Packers are on a bye.
Okay, good, good.
That's
yeah, now Vikings and the Lions play this week, I believe. Mm. I think I jotted down that line. Bear with me for a second. Vikings at Lions. Lions are +7 at home. The Vikings. They lost. Kirk Cousins doesn't know who has the ball to snap it to him. Is that right? Did I catch that?
You caught that correctly. Yeah, trying to take a snap from the right guard. During a critical moment, just the best. I love just that guy. Stay in Minnesota forever, Kirk.
Don't ever leave. Did our boy Dustin have any tweets about too much time on the clock? Or
I don't know. I need to go back.
Unknown.
I need to,
okay.
need to refresh my feed.
All right. I got a few games that jumped out to me. I like one game straight up. The rest are going to be in a monster tease. Haven't done that in a while. The first one I like straight up. The New York Giants are at the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are -3 at home. The Dolphins are currently on a 4-game winning streak. Why isn't that line bigger? Is there somebody hurt? I don't know. The Giants are awful, and the Dolphins are on a roll. They're only giving 3 points. Take the Miami Dolphins, -3. See you at the windows.
Daniel Jones on the road, no distractions. He's away from his home crowd. Definitely hammer the Giants. They just beat the Eagles. Go Big Blue. Go Giants.
Okay. All right. That's a terrible pick. All right. So these next four, I'll run through them quickly, then I'll give you the lines with the monster teaser. Tampa Bay is at the Falcons. Falcons are +11 on the actual line. You're going to get the Falcons +24 at home. Divisional game. Everyone stop sucking off Tampa Bay. The Falcons will keep it close-ish and then lose it late. Atlanta +24 on the monster teaser. Bill, do you like that?
Yeah, that's hard not to like. Although, I think going into last game, their two prior games, the Falcons had scored a total of 3 points.
That's correct.
So you might want to keep that in mind.
They've got to figure it out now, Bill. I'm not worried about that. Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, you're good. No. That's all I have to say. I'm staying away from it. I'm staying away from the game.
Okay, fair enough. Next game, San Francisco 49ers, -2.5 at Seattle. The Seahawks might full-blown suck. 49ers, they're okay. I like the 49ers in the monster teaser. You're going to get them at +10.5 on the road in Seattle. They're not going to get blown out. It's at least going to be close. They might lose. 49ers, +10.5 in the monster teaser. Bill, what do you like there?
It's a great pick. The Seahawks, they're dreadful. They're absolutely dreadful. I can't justify Russell Wilson in my life. 49ers +10.5 is my tease.
Wow, okay, I like that. Baltimore Ravens -3 at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers full-blown pooped the bed this week. They got embarrassed against their divisional rival. You're going to take the Ravens in the Monster Teaser plus 10. I don't think the Ravens looked great last night. It was a bad game overall. Didn't watch it. I'll just be honest with you. But you're going to take the Ravens plus 10 as a part of that teaser, Bill.
I watched every minute of it. Baltimore did not look great. Their defense looks much improved, so thank you, Chicago, for waking them up. Lamar Jackson had four, maybe five interceptions, yet he's still...
Four. I did see that.
Yeah, yet he scored when it counted. Ravens plus 10. Steelers are complete trash. Big Ben's done. Ravens, great call. Tease them.
All right, good. Wow, you like these. This is a surprise. All right, last one is a part of the four-game Monster Teaser. New England Patriots are plus 3 at Buffalo. Just a good game in general. I think it's a Monday night game, Sunday night. I think it's a night game. Patriots plus 3 at Buffalo as a part of the teaser. You're going to get the Patriots plus 16 on the road. They might finally lose a game against the Bills. The Bills are tough to figure out, but at least take the 16 points with the Patriots. Love it, lick it, stick it. List your home with Mark Mariani in Nashville.
Dan, I got to go oppo on this one. I think the Bills blow them out. The Patriots are well overdue. 16's a ton of points. I acknowledge that. But Josh Allen, oh boy, he is red hot. Is that his name? Josh Allen, yeah.
Yep.
I think I got
yep.
that right. Thank you. Bills minus 16 would be my pick.
All right, good. I'll be honest, I like this Monster Teaser a little too much, so it's probably absolutely going to flop. So word of caution, I'm not making a lot of money here, guys. So if you're just blindly following me, don't do that. Listen to Rick's picks. He's the actual sharp, okay? We settled on that, everybody? Bill, you good with that?
I'm great with that. Are we ready to talk about the world's greatest soccer team?
Ugh. Sure.
Here we go.
For the first time in podcast history, we welcome you to a segment within a segment within a segment. This is Toffee's Corner, exclusively on Zero Doinks.
Everton fan for my whole life.
It's Toffee's Corner.
Football.
It's soccer time.
Have it, you know, your history. It's enough to make your heart go. Oh, we don't care what the Red Sox say. What the heck do we care? 'Cause we only know that there's gonna be a show when the Everton boys are there.
Toffee's Corner, exclusively on Zero Doinks.
Castle's Trash.
Oh boy. To be a Bears fan and an Everton fan is less than miraculous. Dan, how did our boys do this past weekend, though? They're back in the winning column, right?
Nope, they're not. They're bad. They lose yet again to Brentford, 1-0. I saw a video. The Everton fans in the stadium were booing the team very loudly, like in their faces. The team was sort of over in that corner, and they were just full-blown, like, fuck yous. I don't know how the insults work. Over the pond there, but Everton full-blown sucks. 14th on the table now with 15 points on the year. Burnley and Norwich City are in the current, what do you call it, regulation zone. They're like the bottom. They have 9 points. Like, they're definitely within reach now. I think we're in trouble, buddy.
It would be kind of perfect if the team we've been following our whole lives, Everton, were relegated the first year that we cover them on Zero Doinks, though. It'd be kind of perfect.
It would be kind of perfect, but would it be better if we were in a lower tier league where they might be more competitive? I doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't want that. No, I don't really want that.
No.
They're bad. I don't know if you had any thoughts about the game.
I do. I have definite thoughts. Not a great showing from either side. Neither goalkeeper really faced any pressure, and Brentford took advantage of the one chance they had on the penalty. The winless slide continues, as Dan was mentioning, and Wednesday's game against
Facts.
Liverpool could see things get real ugly at Goodison if there's not a better showing than in recent weeks. Thank you, Brother Dave.
Yes, Wednesday. You heard that right. Thank you, Brother Dave, and Bill. Wednesday at 2:15. There's like quite a few EPL games this like in the middle of the week. I don't know what. I can't figure it out. I can't figure out the pattern here of the schedule. Yep, Liverpool rivals 2:15 on Wednesday. Everton is +650 to win. Draw is +425. Liverpool is -265. This could be bad. This could be
bad. Go Liverpool.
Not
like you, rooting for, but
oh,
bad
yeah,
on
I
Liverpool.
Gotcha.
Bad on Liverpool.
I just as an Evertonian, I would absolutely stay away. Just save your money and the angst of any of that trash. I mentioned this off air. My neighbor, who's a big Liverpool guy, like grew up there. He is big time hyping up his squad, and I'm a little scared to see him this week because he knows I'm an Everton guy, but it's, you know, what are you gonna do? You know, I'm dead inside. I've hit my quota for mentioning that every week. Mm-hmm. You can't hurt me. I just don't know if I have the time for the hassle of hearing him throw insults my way with his cool British accent.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I would avoid him at all costs until Everton earns a draw, and then you just rub it right in his face. And just,
how great would
hey,
that
where
be?
You been? Yeah.
Oh, big tie at home. Ooh, your boys aren't that good. We tied. Oh, suck on that, buddy.
Yes. I think, it's possible. Anything's possible with our boys in blue.
Is it? Okay.
Most things that are possible are not good. But, tough times. Lean times for us, Dan. Here at Zero Doinks.
I don't remember a worse time for us. I can't remember a time that was worse for Everton. So it's only up from here, buddy.
That's right. All it takes is one game to change your fate.
Mm-hmm.
And this Wednesday seems like a great time to start.
Great time. I can't wait to watch in the middle of the workday. It's going to be very unproductive like today.
This has been Toffee's Corner, unless you get something else, buddy.
Nope, I don't.
Go Everton!
Bye.
This concludes Hams and Bread, America's favorite sports wagering segment, which includes the segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads, and the segment within a segment within a segment, Toffee's Corner. Thank you for listening exclusively on Zero Doinks.
Love the Toffees forever.
Ooh, love your kit, Dan.
Corner kicks.
Our boys in blue.
Top of the table.
Toffee, Toffee, Toffee.
It's Bears season. It's Justin Fields season. Have you ever wanted to follow us? Do it at Zero Doinks. Instagram at Zero Doinks. Twitter at Zero Doinks. Slip into our DMs wet, wet, wild. If the hams are a-slapping, don't come a-slapping. If the hams are a-slapping, don't come a-slapping. Follow us on the World Wide Web, www.zerodoinks.com. Buy our swag. At Z-Dogs. Weirdest Big Ten minute, and I love it so much.
Big Ten minute.
A bunch of fat, pale Midwesterners just roaming around Pasadena.
You love the Illini, and I have a life.
I bleed orange and blue.
Gophers, -3 is my pick. I respect your love for the Illini.
Shove it, shove it, shove it. Row, 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 shove, shove, shove.
I'm, like, pretty much the only Gopher fan that people know.
A Big Ten Minute. Oh, a big weekend for both of our squads. Dan, let's kick it to you. Gophers, wow, what a game.
Some are saying that the Gophers are probably going to get snubbed out of the playoff at this point. After that beautiful win, the axe is coming home. God bless PJ Fleck. He should get another extension. for his incredible coaching. I've said it all year. I haven't been mean about PJ at all this year. That was a great win. I didn't understand the tiebreaker. Apparently, if Iowa would have lost on Friday, whatever day they play, they always play Nebraska at a weird time. And then with the Gophers win, they would have won the Big Ten West. That probably shouldn't happen. Like, I'll be honest. Like, nobody wants to see the Gophers. It would have been cool. But I thought about this. I was like, I know for a fact if Iowa would have lost on Friday that the Gophers would have lost on Saturday. That's just what happens. So then in my mind, I was like, if I knew those two things were going to happen, would I rather have a Gophers win that means nothing, mm-hmm. or would I rather win the Big Ten West? Wait, that doesn't make sense. I don't know. Beating the Badgers is like winning the national championship at this point for Minnesota football. And that was great. Not a great offensive game, a lot of defense. I love it. I love it. Fuck the Badgers. And once again, losing to Illinois it still stings pretty bad. That's really fucking stupid. No offense, Bill. They're just at different places right now as football squads. God damn it. But I love you, PJ Fleck. The axe is finally home. God bless you, PJ. God bless you, Tanner Morgan. Don't feel like you need to come back. That's okay. God bless you, Paul Bunyan. And your weird ox, Blue. You're my boy, Blue. Gophers. Bowl game. I'm curious to know. I assume they're just going to be in the Rose Bowl now.
Yeah. I'm not sure how any of that shakes out.
No,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know any of that works out. But, yes, a solid way to end the year. Also, my bet of over 7 wins hit, which was awesome. Very, very nice. Thank you, Barstool, for paying that out immediately. That was a pleasant surprise because they said it would pay out mid-December, which would have been disappointing. But yes, Gophers, God bless you. I love you. PJ, never leave us. I'm glad you don't make these games all about yourself. I saw another video of him crowd surfing, is that what we're calling it, in the locker room. I'm not a fan of that.
I don't blame
you. How the Illini do, Bill?
The Illini absolutely fucked Northwestern's couch. It was awesome. From moment one, you could tell this game meant a lot to the Illini. Their final game, they do not qualify for a bowl. Too many 6-6 teams did qualify, so
whoops.
I'm a little bit sad about that the season's over. But all in all, solid year for the Illini, considering a new coaching staff and whatnot, and what have you. He was significantly better than Lovie Smith was his first year, as well as Tim Beckman. I know we are, that is not tall timber, but but it's encouraging. Bielma's got it on the right track for sure. I didn't realize he and Fitz were they're total boys. They came into the Big Ten at the exact same time, same year.
Oh.
So as head coaches anyway. So they're close, which made me think, damn it, we're not going to run up the score as much. No, I don't like that for that reason. Because I thought, I remember when Northwestern put 60 on us like 10 years ago because I'm an idiot and I remember things like that. Like, we need to put up 60. You saw how chatty I was in the WhatsApp.
Yeah, you were feeling it. Yep.
I was. Because it was fun. That's a long time coming. First time in 6 or 7 years that we've beaten Northwestern and it wasn't even a game. Northwestern, why are you so terrible every other year? That doesn't make any sense. Didn't they win the West last year?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know. Is it a scheduling thing? Is it talent just keeps getting turned over? I have no idea.
I know. It doesn't seem to bother a lot of other teams. So come on, Northwestern. Get your heads out of your asses. But I'm glad it felt good. 5-7, they won 4 Big Ten games. Like, that's a ton for Illinois, quite honestly. So let's shape up the non-conference scheduling. Josh Whitman, that's why we're not in a bowl game, because we lost 2 of those games against teams that went to bowls. Come on, Whitman. Come on.
Bill, did you see the report that just came out just before we started recording that Bielema's front runner for the Oklahoma job. Did you see that?
You're being a troll. I'm not buying your bait. I'm not nibbling on your rod. The best news of next year, outside of the fact that Brandon Peters won't be the quarterback anymore. No offense, Brandon. Hugh Robertson, it's your time, baby.
Yes.
It's your time next year. We got to get you on the horn here to wrap up the season. But hey, it is your time. Blake Hayes, the Bears should get Blake Hayes. I'm kind of sick of Pat O'Donnell. Get him out of here.
I'm good with that. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We just got to work on our punt coverage team.
Exactly. It's a new coaching staff. We'll be fine.
Good.
Hopefully.
Perfect.
Next year.
I love it.
Other games of note. Did you watch any of the Michigan-Ohio State game?
I did not.
Okay. Moving on.
Did you watch it?
I did. I was in the car on a long road trip, so I watched the entire game. And, man, Michigan, a lot better than I thought. And you called it last week. You said I was totally surprised. I doubt you were surprised. I thought Ohio State was just going to run all over the Big Ten the rest of this season, but no. Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm. Harbaugh saves the day.
Yeah, saved his job, maybe. They would have gotten embarrassed. I think he was gone. So are they they're going to be a playoff team if they beat Iowa?
Yeah.
That's insane. That feels crazy. That feels crazy.
Yeah, they should be four at worst when that comes out tonight. Maybe even three? I don't know. But yeah, beat Iowa and they are in. That's amazing. Iowa, how do you feel about Iowa being representing the Big Ten West?
Not great. Yeah, they're not very good. I mean, they really easily could have lost to Nebraska. The Big Ten West, wow, incredibly soft all across the board. I'm trying to look up what the line is for the Big Ten Championship game. That's this weekend, right?
Yes. I'm going to guess Michigan -6.5.
10.5.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a pretty big number. That would be a real kick in the pants for the Big Ten if Michigan lost that game. That would be really bad. The Big Ten would be snubbed, right, for the playoff, you'd think.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Ohio State's getting back in there.
If you don't think the officiating is going to help that along, you got to dump in your pants. There's no way Iowa's winning that game. No offense, Tim, but I don't see it happening.
No. I bet Tim agrees with you deep down. Maybe not even deep down. Maybe right off the top of his dome.
I think Tim is only negative on his team when they're not playing the Gophers. That's at least how it feels. Mm. He always feels real strong about his squad when the Gophers roll into town or they roll. And you know what? That's fair. That's a fair. They absolutely fucking own the Gophers these days. So for a long time. So it's a fair assessment. So. Is Tim going? Is Tim going to the? I guess
Tim sliding our DMs, buddy.
Yes, Tim. Let
Indianapolis
us know.
Is beautiful this time of year.
Beautiful weather.
That game will be in Arlington Heights someday. The Big Ten Championship.
You think so? Probably. Bill, did you know you could gamble on games while sitting in the RCA Dome down there?
No.
No, you didn't know that. Gambling's legal in Indiana. I don't know why I still enjoy that. It's so dumb. All right, sorry.
No, it's great. It was dumb of me. Absolutely. This has been the big...
Whoa, sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
Let's talk about hoops. What are you doing tonight, buddy?
Oh, yeah, that's right, buddy. That's right. Oh, I didn't mean to cut it short. Yes, I will be taking off this handsome shirt that you see right now, Dan, and I will be slapping on some orange and blue and heading down to Champaign, Illinois with Phil Sr. as they take on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish at State Farm Center. I don't know that Illinois is going to have anybody available to play because the flu is running rampant through the locker room. I'm a bit nervous about
the excuses are starting early. The excuses are starting early. It looks like the Illini are -4 tonight.
Oh, man, I think that came down. I think it was 6.5 last I knew. Okay. I think Illinois will win. Home crowd, ACC Big Ten. Students are back, I think. They should be. Yeah, Illinois wins. Kofi, what do you have last game, 40 and something? I think he scores 69 with 14 boards.
Who were they playing? What was that team they were playing?
A team that damn near knocked him off. It was like some team from Texas.
Okay.
And I think just... both teams shot 65%.
Oh, my
something.
God.
Sweet D.
Are you worried about this team?
No, not yet. I mean, it's if they're playing like this in February, then absolutely yes. Mm-hmm. But no, I think I said this in one of the recent episodes after that Loyola game. I told myself during that game, do not ride the fucking roller coaster until February or March.
Okay.
Like, just don't do it. Don't do it. So I'm listening to myself and lying to myself.
Okay. Yeah, you absolutely are lying to yourself. Sorry, no, buddy. No. I'm worried about you.
I just want Curbelo's head to be good. He's got weird things going on in his post-concussion brain, and that that makes me nervous. I don't like that. Because if he's out, we stink.
Oh, boy.
So hopefully he's okay.
Well, the Gophers play Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Gophers are undefeated. So
yes.
I just don't know. I've been looking at their schedule. I don't see a loss. So
give them votes. I hope they get votes.
I think they've played nothing but high school teams so far, but that's
it
not
all
a
counts.
Concern. You just you beat the teams on your schedule, Bill. That's all that matters.
Are you upset that Chet Holmgren left his hometown? He is a weird-looking dude.
Oh, he's fun to look at, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's
It's like Mike Dunleavy,
he's
way better.
There's something about, because he's real cocky, at least he was in high school, that just rubbed me the wrong way. He just looks weird. He's an awesome player.
Yeah.
I'm unhappy about it. I don't understand. Gonzaga. Why Gonzaga? That still puzzles me. Like, well, Jalen Suggs too. He's a Minnesota guy. Mm-hmm. So apparently there's a pipeline, a Gonzaga pipeline from Minnesota to where are they? Spokane? Where the fuck is that?
That's it.
I don't get that at all. Like, you play a tough-ish non-conference schedule, and then it's real soft all the way through, and then you hit the tournament as a one seed, and then you blow it and you lose, and everyone just goes, who cares? It's Gonzaga. They play in the WAC or the SWAC or the SWAS, whatever they play in.
The SWAS.
Nobody cares. So it's very strange to me. It feels like a soft move to go to Gonzaga.
Okay.
I'm going
with you.
I mean, do you feel the same way? Like, if there's a kid from, like, Chicago who's a highly recruited kid, I mean, I just don't see Gonzaga as you go out east, you could stay Big Ten, but Gonzaga's weird.
It must be incredible there. Like, I've never been. Have you ever been? I've never been to Washington.
Me neither.
I need to do more research. I get it with the program. Like, that's like the best program over the past 10 years, but no title, like you said, no titles to show for it. Show for it? God, my English is terrible. I understand why Mark Few would never leave. Like, that's the perfect job, right?
Right.
That's incredible. But yeah, I mean, they've kind of overtaken, I don't know, with like, I'm just thinking like high school kids. I think they look at Gonzaga the same way that we would have looked at Duke and North Carolina and, I don't know, Louisville back in the day, Syracuse, schools like that, but Indiana. But so maybe that's it. Maybe they just see him as a one seed every year, and they're kind of fun, and maybe you can win a title. And if not, they've got to have Gila monsters in Washington, right?
I don't get it. Maybe I'm just an old guy. I don't. Who cares? It's weird.
It's fine.
But at what point will Gonzaga games just no longer be on TV? Right? Like we're near that time when they start playing conference games, and
Good
you
point.
Just be like, oh, Gonzaga, they're on at 10:30 at night. on a station that nobody gets. Who cares, right? So, like, that's a bit disappointing. You just see highlights on SportsCenter, on Twitter, just like, oh, Chet Holmgren, he just dominated a 6'5" center from Santa Clara. Big fucking deal. So, it's like, that's just true. Soft to just go through that conference schedule and, I don't know. I don't like it. I don't hate Gonzaga. It's not their fault, but I don't know. It's hard for me to respect them. That's what I'll say.
I get your logic. They need to go. I'd say they need to go to the Pac-12, but the Pac-12, you can't find their games half the time either. But I would like to see them. I'd like to see them in a better conference too. It would make them much more interesting, and I think it would put them in proper context too, because they look unbelievable most of the time, and then like they run into Baylor in the championship game, and it's like they never played basketball before.
Right.
So yeah, I'd like to see them have to play like Arizona twice a year and shit like that. I think that would be awesome. Yep. Make it happen. Commissioner of the SWAS.
Talking about other games coming up this week, the SEC championship should be an awesome game. Alabama and Georgia. I saw our friend who's been on the show, Thod, yesterday. He will be in the house. He'll be in a suite for that game because for work reasons, he works for a major sponsor. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but
quack, quack.
There you go. I'll give you a hit. Quack, quack. That sounds pretty awesome. He'll be in Atlanta for that game. Big Ten championship. Any other? I don't even know who. Any other championship?
I'm sure there's an ACC championship.
Oregon.
Right? Yeah. Nothing that really affects the title, though. I don't think outside of those two, or the playoffs, I should say. That's probably not true. Somebody can absolutely fact check me on that. People are really down on Bama, which means I bet Bama wins by 21. Right?
I just looked. I think Bama's getting points. Bears with me here for a second.
Yes. I just got a free bet. Somebody just gave me a free bet from DraftKings. I don't remember why that would be.
Bama's plus 6.5. You're going to give me 6.5 points with Alabama? That seems crazy. I would take that. Hey, feel free to throw that in the monster teaser as well.
Mix your professionals with amateurs. I hate when people call it amateurs.
That's
amateur. And don't call collegians that anymore.
Everything,
NIL money.
For everything you just said, Mully popped in my head.
Oh,
I could hear him saying every word that you just said, and it made me cringe a little bit. Harbaugh.
Check your email if you had some DraftKings wagering issues yesterday in terms of technology problems. You might have just got a free wager.
Oh, don't see it
yet. I tried to place a million wagers when it was happening. It was driving me fucking crazy. I know this isn't Hams and Bread, but just want to point that out. Where is it? Where's my free wager? I don't see it. Anywho, this has been the Big Ten Minute.
Yep, I think so. Thank you for having
me. Thanks for having me too, Dan. Go Illini!
All right, we're at the end of the show. Let's wrap this motherfucker up. This has been a fun one. I've had done a lot of laughing. It's in the middle of a work day. Thank you to our employers for letting us do this, even though you don't know. Bill, how was your Thanksgiving, buddy? Just give me a quick recap.
Didn't eat much turkey for reasons known. Loved the stuffing. Drank a lot. I had not a big whiskey guy. I'm trying to develop the taste, but I'm a total baby. Had something that I put on the feed. Do you remember what I had?
Nope. I remember seeing it, but I couldn't tell you.
It is called, apparently people like it. Where is it? It is called Basil Hayden's.
Ooh.
Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, baby. I thought it was fine.
Good. Great.
Yeah. Anyway, how about yours, Dan?
Mine was great. Helped the in-laws deep fry a few turkeys. That was fun. Had a lot of turkey. I like turkey, especially with gravy. My mother-in-law makes homemade noodles that you toss over some mashed potatoes. It's almost like a, it's amazing. That's maybe like the best thing I had this Thanksgiving. It was great. Didn't overdo it on the drinking. I was real proud of myself. Real proud of myself, because usually I end up being real shit-faced before the first game kicks off. Didn't happen. Don't know if I mentioned this last time. Jordan Doinks tried to convince me to run a 5K.
Maybe that
transpired after we recorded. I was not happy about it. I was being real crabby. We turns out when we got to Jordan's hometown on Wednesday night, we realized that she left her bag at home. So the 5K was canceled because she had nothing to run. And she blamed me. She blamed me because I was putting bad juju out there because I was real crabby about the 5K. So that didn't happen. Was not upset. So thank you, bad juju, for leaving that bag behind so I didn't have to run a 5K. It was absolutely freezing cold and real windy, so it would have been miserable. And I probably would have died. I probably wouldn't be here right now. So thank you, Mother Earth. I don't know. I don't know who to thank. But
Zero Dorks, thanks you, Mother Earth, big time.
Thank you so much. So, yeah, it was great. It was great. I don't like being back to reality now, but here we are. Happy holidays, Bill.
Happy holidays. December is just around the corner. And if you want to spend your time listening to some hot tunes, we have a brand new album, Justin Fields Is Gold. It's out on Spotify with some of the tunes you've heard this season. Enjoy it. The best part of the album is the cover, a picture of our boy Darren in Dublin enjoying himself some whiskey.
Now, Bill, if I were to look up this album on Spotify, how would I search for it?
I think the easiest way is to search Coach Cuse or Bill Doinks, quite honestly.
Got it.
And you click on one of us and you'll do it. You can look up Justin Fields Is Gold, too. If you look up Zero Doinks, it's probably not going to be there because Spotify is very weird about promoting podcast music. See, you can't really say Zero Doinks with our music with reasons that are complicated and stupid and licensing bullshit. So, yeah, look up Bill Doinks, click on my beautiful face, and you will find the album Justin Fields Is Gold.
Okay, great. Sounds good, buddy.
Okay. Good stuff, buddy. Great Balls plays this week, so we did not have a Great Balls segment. This episode, Wednesday, have you decided if you are going to be present yet? Have you figured out the logistics? Are you going to show up to meet Santa Claus wearing your Great Balls jersey?
Unknown at this point. I got to figure that out in the next couple days. That's the update.
Okay. Back to you, Dan. Okay, well, that's encouraging. You did not have a game that you coached this past Saturday. How many games left for you as a second-grade girls basketball coach? Two games left. Okay, I have three. Myself, should you just cancel your Friday practices at this point? I was thinking that.
I'm kicking it around. Yeah. Nobody cares. I've thought about it. I actually have a conflict this Friday, so if the assistant coach, I was going to see if he wants to pick it up. I feel like he might say, I'm going to pass, so it may be canceled anyway. So, yeah, it's possible. It's very possible. And I don't think anyone will be upset about it.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to practice, Dan, why do your girls?
Amazing point. Yeah, great point.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Anything else to close out this Gila monster of an episode?
I don't think so. Safe travels to Jambanya this evening. Good luck to your Illini. I hope they win by a lot. I would never root for them to lose, ever. Never, ever, ever would I root for Illini basketball to lose. So I wish them luck and you luck. Mm-hmm. And
thank you.
Thanks for having me today and making time in the middle of the workday to talk about meathead lizards in Arizona.
There's a lot of them. I think they may be adorable, but man, are they fierce. Thanks, Dan. Thank you. to all of our participants as well on that album. Styles, Dr. Dan, Coach Cuse, Rick Fieldsman, my two kids, others that hopefully I'm not forgetting. Oh, Darren in Dublin. We love you. Dan Doinks will be on the next album. He promised me.
Okay.
See you next episode.
Bye. Go Bears.
Bears.
You sound amazing, Darren.
Well, I'm fucking half cut, so it's a good Friday to be.
I also have a trout pond still going in my pants, apparently.
Thanks, Matt Nagy.
I'm a just island boy. I'm a just island boy. I'm a get key white wine. You're gonna keep that gun.
He dressed up like a clown for them, with his face paint white and red.
Ha ha ha.
Hey.